Today we're doing Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Afal pi sheyesh le'adam makah b'mkom hanachas tefillin yaniach tefillin ki makom yesh bazura lahaniach shtei tefillin ki ha'etzem hasamach leves hashechi mechetzvot hakuvado hu mekom hanachas tefillin." Even if a person has some kind of a wound or an injury, and the place where they typically place their shoyad, they should still put their tefillin on anyway, because on your bicep you have room in theory to place two boxes, to place two pairs of tefillin shoyad, because the area that's near from the upper part of your bicep to the armpit, that's one area, and then the bottom half is another area. So even if you have a wound on one half of it, you could still put the tefillin on the other half of the bicep. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkatan Chavtes tells Zara Kuvado, wrote a lomar babasar hatafuach asher letzara akuvado v'lo al hakuvado mamish. In other words, on the bloated flesh that's on the bicep, but not on the actual bicep. V'im nispasher hamaka b'chol basar hatafuach asher letzara akuvado. But if the wound starts to spread, yuchal lis mochadas hamekilin lahaniach babasar hatafuach asher bachitzi ha'elyon shalatzem. You could rely on the opinion we quoted earlier from the Gra that you could put the tefillin on the upper half of the arm where the bone is, where the bicep is. V'hamaka gedolom itzdar b'hanachas hatefillin. Let's say the wound is very, very aggravated and it's very painful to put tefillin there. Patur mi lahaniach hatefillin shalyad afilu nishar lo makom. Then he's exempt from putting on the tefillin shalyad, even if there's room on the bicep to put it. V'haniach shalosh levad ukidolay b'sim chavavai and shem ayamash kasavim b'sif hey b'sif katan yichas. And he should only put on the shalosh. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with sif ches tomorrow.